station in Denver is now born. This is John Wendorf, general manager of KCFR, now signing KCFR on the air for the beginning of what we hope to be the most profitable communication experience for both the University of Denver and the Denver community at large. KCFR is licensed to operate on 90.1 megahertz as a Class D non-commercial educational radio station with an effective radiated power of 19 watts under the authority granted by the Federal Communications Commission. The transmitter is located atop Mary Reed Library in the center of the University of Denver campus with studios located at 2056 South York Street. KCFR is owned and operated by the University of Denver Colorado Seminary. The purpose of a public radio station as ours is to communicate actions, emotions, and philosophies to a listening audience that might not normally be able to hear them on other radio stations. We feel our responsibility to the listener is greater than most, and the burden of our responsibility is greater in presenting areas of social concern because we cannot allow a singular point of view to dominate. We must seek out as many viewpoints as feasible. In pursuing these goals, controversy may arise, but at least it reaches across the gap, and even the most irreconcilable opposition can begin to understand each other once they are brought together. The position of this station is exploratory rather than inflammatory. The philosophy of freedom and education can best be reached by combining the resources of both the university and community. There is more to the University of Denver than Denver, Colorado, and there is more to Denver, Colorado than the University of Denver. We must use all the available resources at our disposal if we are to serve the public interest, convenience, and necessity. Both of these communities have limited resources, and to stay within the confines of any one of these communities is, in fact, restricting our purpose as a public radio station. The Denver community has to serve as a necessary complement to the university resources in providing program material. Involvement between the university and the community does not mean that the university is taking a stand as an institution, but rather that it is using its resources to help make the community aware of its problems. Conversely, the community should be able to achieve the same interaction with the university. In serving such a valuable function, the University of Denver will be making necessary and worthwhile contributions to the Denver community while not jeopardizing its position as an institution for intellectual pursuit. Ideally, we will try to tap all available sources, be it local, national, or worldwide. Some of our goals may sound idealistic, but with the proper support from the communities involved, these goals can be accomplished within the present structure of our society. Before we start our actual programming in this new experiment in communications, I would just like to take a moment to thank the University of Denver and all of the people involved who have given their great support and assistance that helped the staff and myself make this radio station a reality. Thank you.
Where is the next frontier? It may be yourself.
KCFR in Denver.
Good evening and welcome to KCFR. It's 6:04 and you're listening to us at 90.1 on your FM dial. We're glad to be here. We hope we will do you good, do ourselves good in the Denver community with relevant public affairs. And not only relevant public affairs, but music for the community, from Kabalevsky to Hendrix. I'd like to say at this time you're listening to Ken Hoffman, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. KCFR, in its programming, will present to you, in the future, stereo, multiplex, FM tuning. And after that, we expect to go on 15 hours broadcasting and 24 hours on the weekends. These things are to be held for the future, and we will try to see what we can do until then. The time now is 6:05, and I'd like to welcome to the community with these sounds of Mick Jagger.
Right, both sides. like a hurricane around your
tall town tried to set me free. Well, Captain Bobby stopped them pounding my house. Now my partner's staying here in the jail. Why are you here?
at the bottom of the hour was Frank Zappa from his new album. He calls it Chunga's Revenge, and we heard the title cut off that. From the Jerry Hahn Brotherhood on the Columbia label, we heard Captain Bobby Stout. Before that, Exception, and they do a very intense organ solo, and they call it Adagio. And then Traffic from John Barleycorn. I'd like to let you know at this time that you're listening to KCFR 90.1 in Denver, Colorado, and we just went on the air tonight, which is a really fine thing, we hope, for both you and us. What you can expect from KCFR, in case you just tuned in and missed our opening sign-on remarks, is in short, relevant public affairs, and also music for the community, stuff, you know, that we can all get into. And we hope to go 24 hours on the weekend, 15 hours daily, Monday through Thursday. And we'll keep this up until other things happen, for the better or worse, whatever. I'd like to give a public affairs announcement right now. A movie called The People's War, it's about the struggle of the Vietnam people against imperialism, will be shown Wednesday and Thursday night, November 4th and 5th, at 7 and 9 p.m. It'll be held at the University of Denver General Classroom Building, room 146. This film, produced by the leftist newsreel group, was shot on location in North Vietnam by the American Young People. It proves to be a very worthwhile experience for those of you who are into such things as that. 25 cents will be asked for donations. If you're digging what you're hearing on KCFR, please tell a friend, because word of mouth always gets to the best of people.